Bruce.
It's plus 7 and cloudy at 4 o'clock from the QNET newsroom. Good afternoon. I'm Cody Starr. Officials in Prince Edward County are holding a news conference at this hour to update residents on the water situation in Picton and Bloomfield. Earlier today, the municipality said the Picton-Bloomfield water plant has resumed operations. Last night, Mayor Robert Quave declared a water emergency as a result of contaminants approaching the Picton-Bloomfield water intake.
I, Mayor Robert Quave, declared a water emergency as a result of contaminants approaching Picton-Bloomfield water intake. At approximately 4:30 p.m. today, the contaminants entered the Picton Intake Protection Zone 1. Due to the proximity of the contaminants and anticipated unfavorable wind conditions overnight, the county has decided to halt the water processing at the Picton-Bloomfield drinking water plant until such time as the safety of the water can be confirmed. The municipality has ensured that the drinking water system has been supplied with enough potable drinking water to handle demands until tomorrow. However, residents connected to the Picton-Bloomfield drinking water system are requested to limit their water consumption until the water emergency has been lifted.
The county says that contrary to some news reports, the county says no contaminants have entered the system. Water is still safe to drink for those who are connected to the Picton-Bloomfield drinking water system. However, the county is asking residents in the Picton-Bloomfield region to limit their water use to essential needs only to ensure that sufficient reserves are in place should the plant need to be shut down again. We'll have the latest updates on this story at the top of the next hour. The Belleville City Council are proposing to make changes in certain areas to help fund the police and fire departments. David Mallory has more.
On Monday, Belleville City Council proposed an idea to raise taxes for rural areas for emergency services in the Bay of Quinte. Some could consider it not good, but Councillor Jack Miller says that it would be fair.
The increase in itself is what it is. I mean, everybody gets an assessment on what their property is worth, and the taxes are based on that assessment, based as well on the services you get. The thing that may not be fair is if there is going to be a significant increase for anybody, either for the fire service or police service, it should be phased in, and it can be phased in. It doesn't have to be all at once. It can be done over whatever period of time that council deems is reasonable, and so that could be 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 years, whatever.
He says that they are willing to listen to what the public thinks, but the decision will still be based on fairness and equity.
At least give the public their say and absolutely heed what they're telling us, but at the same time, the decision has to be based on fairness and equity. As far as if you're a taxpayer and you get all these services, you should pay the same taxes as the person who already does.
The council will be voting on this later this year, and we'll keep you updated. For now, this has been David Mallory, QNET News, Belleville.
Belleville Deputy Fire Chief has retired after 30 years of service. Daria Baigujiva has more.
Former Deputy Chief Ray Ellis says he's looking forward to having more free time to himself.
Your phone never stops ringing day or night or weekends, so that's the part I'm looking forward to, not having to answer the phone in the middle of the night and go to fires in the middle of the night, that type of thing.
Ellis says his family helped him a lot to cope with the stress of the job.
You have to have the support of your family, and you have to be able to talk about it with your family, too. That's an important thing, is you can't bottle it up, so you have to talk about stuff like that.
Ellis started working for the Belleville Fire Department as a radio telephone operator in 1987. He was promoted from a captain position to a fire deputy chief in 2013.
I enjoyed every minute of it. The best thing is that you're making somebody's terrible day just a little bit better.
Ellis has always been actively involved with the community. He helps with the toy drive and volunteers with the Cancer Society. In 2005, he biked from Belleville to Edmonton to raise money and awareness of the dangers of cancer.
I did that because of losing a lot of my best friends on the job to cancer. So that was my way of trying to do something to help out.
Ellis says he will miss working in the firefighting department.
The camaraderie is, that's the one thing I'll miss the most, is just the fellowship with all the other firefighters.
Дарья Байгужева, QNET News, Белвилл.
Provincial police say an officer has charged the same man in London, Ontario, twice with driving while under suspension in less than a month. Police say the officer pulled over a truck in Zora Township, Ontario, on February 22nd and charged the 46-year-old driver with driving while under suspension and failure to accurately complete a daily inspection report, also an overweight vehicle. They say on the afternoon of March 16th, the officer saw the same man operating the same truck on a street in London. The truck was stopped and the man was arrested and charged with driving while under suspension. This time, OPP say the truck was seized and impounded. Three men are facing charges following an investigation into a series of alleged sexual assaults involving a Peterborough, Ontario girl. Police say one of the incidents dates all the way back to 2009. They say the alleged victim is under the age of 16 and that all three accused are known to the girl. The Peterborough men, aged 57, 39, and 35, are charged with sexual assault on a person under 16 years of age and sexual interference with a person under 16 years. That's QNET News on 91X to 406. Sports is next.
She was charged for driving
offenses. He got charged for public intoxication.
Order. Order in the court.
Curlett and Blodgett Paralegal has arrived and they're ready to serve your legal needs. An affordable alternative to lawyers for many legal matters. Driving offenses, small claims, landlord and tenant, and criminal injury compensation are just some of the issues where Curlett and Blodgett can help you. Call 779-8848. Visit 257 Pinnacle Street, Suite 205. Online at curlettandblodgett.com or follow on Facebook and Instagram.
In sports, the brother of injured Canadian snowboarding star Mark McMorris says the Olympic medalist is steadily improving in hospital following an accident in BC's backcountry over the weekend. Craig McMorris tells the Canadian Press that Mark has made major progress since suffering serious injuries after going off a jump and crashing into some trees on Saturday near Whistler. Craig McMorris says he believes his brother will be ready to compete at the 2018 Games next winter. The Toronto Raptors can clinch home court advantage for the first round of the NBA playoffs with a win over the visiting Charlotte tonight. The Raptors enter the contest on a 6-game winning streak. The Hornets are 3 games behind Miami for the final playoff spot in the Eastern Conference. New York Mets star reliever Jiraiya Familiu has accepted a 15-game suspension under Major League Baseball's domestic violence policy. The suspension stems from Familiu's arrest on October 31st on a simple assault charge. Prosecutors later dropped the charges. Familiu's suspension will begin on opening day, and he stands to lose 1/12 of his salary of over $7.4 million U.S. An odd-looking statue of Cristiano Ronaldo stole the show in today's ceremony honoring the Portugal soccer superstar in his hometown. The bronze bust squashes Ronaldo's eyes close together, and his face is unusually chubby, in contrast to the striker's chiseled looks. Ronaldo attended the ceremony but did not show any signs of being bothered by the odd look of the statue. Austin Matthews became the highest-scoring rookie in Maple Leafs history last night with his 35th goal of the season as Toronto beat the Florida Panthers 3-2. Matthews beat Wendell Clark's 31-year-old mark. The Arizona product became the first player since Clark in 1985 to be picked first overall by the Leafs at the NHL draft last June. There's 4 games in the NHL tonight, but only one of them features a Canadian team. Calgary hosts the Los Angeles Kings as the Flames try to keep pace in the competitive Western Conference. Calgary holds down the top wild card spot, 2 points ahead of the St. Louis Blues. The Toronto Raptors could make it 7 wins in a row tonight, all without Kyle Lowry. Toronto hosts the Charlotte Hornets tonight as the Red Hot Raptors continue their climb back to the Eastern Conference standings. Toronto is just 3 games behind the Boston Celtics for their first in division and the East, with Cleveland and Washington between them. J.A. Happ gets the start this afternoon as the Toronto Blue Jays finish the Florida portion of the spring training schedule with a manatee against the New York Yankees. Toronto then travels to Montreal for a pair of exhibition games on Friday and Saturday against the Pittsburgh Pirates before opening the regular season on Monday in Baltimore. Send us your team or league scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. Now for the weather. It's expected to be partly cloudy tonight with a low of -2. Going into Thursday, we can expect a mix of sun and cloud with a high of +5. Later on, it should be cloudy with snow beginning near midnight and a low of 0. At 4:10, it's +7. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Cody Starr, QNET News. Next on 91X at 5.